You walk into your CAE speaking exam. The examiner asks you to describe someone influential in your life. You open your mouth and say, "She's very nice and hardworking." That sentence just cost you points, not because it's wrong, because it's invisible. Cambridge examiners assess lexical resource as a core criterion, and a high C1 performance demands vocabulary that is appropriate, flexible, and precise, not merely difficult. The trap isn't using simple words occasionally. The trap is having no other option. This is what researchers who study vocabulary acquisition call the adjective trap. The plateau where a learner knows enough English to communicate, but not enough to differentiate. Think of it like a painter who only owns three colors. You can produce a picture, but you cannot produce a portrait. Cambridge's own assessment descriptors confirm this. The lexical resource criterion rewards vocabulary appropriate to context, not vocabulary chosen to sound impressive. That means the goal isn't to memorize obscure words, it's to build a precise toolkit. Nazook, this distinction matters enormously for your preparation. Precision beats length every single time. Now, the key idea is what we call lexical resource saturation. The practice of learning words in phrases, not in isolation. For example, instead of learning hardworking as a synonym for industrious, you learn the full phrase, a fiercely industrious colleague, or someone with an unwavering work ethic. Cambridge's guidance on vocabulary explicitly supports this. Collocations matter because knowing a word means knowing which other words travel with it. So consider these upgrades. Replace friendly with affable, collocated as an affable manner, or warm-hearted, used in a warm-hearted approach to leadership. Replace hardworking with industrious, diligent, or assiduous. Replace rude with acerbic, as in an acerbic wit, or brusque, meaning abrupt and dismissive. Replace shy with reticent or introverted. But notice the difference. Reticent implies reluctance to speak, while introverted describes a preference for inner focus. That contrast, assertive rather than aggressive, reserved rather than unfriendly, is exactly the kind of near-synonym precision that Cambridge's descriptors reward. Nazook, build these pairs. They are your scoring engine. The grammar upgrade is equally powerful. Remember this, the emphatic pivot. It's a two-step move. Step one, identify a strong character claim. Step two, reframe it using negative inversion to add formal weight. Negative inversion places a negative adverbial at the start of a sentence, forcing the auxiliary before the subject. Here's the pattern in action. Instead of, "She was never dishonest," you say, "Never was she dishonest, even under considerable pressure." Instead of, "He rarely showed weakness," you say, "Rarely did he show weakness in the face of adversity." The structure is negative adverb, auxiliary, subject, main verb. Other triggers include seldom, not only, under no circumstances, and hardly. This single structure signals grammatical range and control. The C1 speaking descriptors specifically value grammatical flexibility when discussing abstract topics, and character analysis is abstract. A sentence like, "Not only did she demonstrate resilience, but she also inspired those around her," does two things at once. It showcases inversion, and it builds a coherent, extended contribution. That matters because C1 speakers are expected to produce extended stretches of language with ease and very little hesitation. Inversion gives your speech architecture. It signals that you planned your language, not just your ideas. The takeaway is this. Stop treating vocabulary as a list and grammar as a rule book. Treat them as a performance system. The adjective trap closes the moment you pair precise lexis with emphatic structure. A fiercely diligent mentor, "Never did she compromise her standards," is a C1 sentence. It earns marks on lexical resource and grammatical resource simultaneously. Cambridge scores writing on four criteria: content, communicative achievement, organization, and language, each on a scale from 0 to 5. The language criterion covers both vocabulary and grammar together. That means every sentence you craft is a dual opportunity. In the next lecture, we move to social roles and participle clauses, how to describe what people do and how they do it, using structures that compress information elegantly. For now, your operational rule is simple. If you can replace a word with something more precise, you must. Nice is not a character description. It is a missed opportunity.